The Charlie McCarthy Show, starring Ed Bergen and Don Amici.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Don Amici inviting you to join us here at the Army Ground and Service Forces Redistribution Station in Santa Barbara, California, where we are proud to present as our guest the lovely Miss Rita Hayworth. Our regular group is, of course, with us. That will be Ray Noble and his orchestra, Joan Merrill, Ken Carpenter, Effie Clinker, Edgar Bergen, and Charlie McCarthy.
Hiya, men. Hello, Amici.
Hello, Charlie. Say, how do you like it here? You know, this is a city of culture and refinement.
You don't say.
Well, I said it.
Well, then why do they call the people here Santa Barbarians? Say, is that Rita Hayworth or am I dreaming?
Well, if you are, your dreams are getting better all the time.
It really is Miss Rita Hayworth.
Don and Charlie, it's so nice to see you here.
Well, it's so nice to see you anywhere.
Say, Rita, what are you doing here in Santa Barbara?
And why can't we do it together?
Oh. Well, for one thing, Don, I'm looking for some unusual furnishings for my house.
Oh, well, say, you're lucky because there's an auction here today.
Oh, good. Lead me to it. I have a special weakness for antiques with marble tops.
Could I interest you in Bergen?
You know, I've been to a few shops here.
Well, do you like them, Joan?
Oh, yes. You can pick up some very nice things for the house for just a song.
Well, then the way you think, you ought to have a full house.
Oh, thank you, Charlie.
You're driving me crazy. What did I do? What did I do? My tears for you make everything hazy, clouding the sky of blue. For who were the friends who were near me to cheer me? Believe me, they knew. But who were the kind who would hurt me when I needed you? Yes, you. You're driving me crazy. What did I do to you? How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me? Believe me, they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. You're driving me crazy. What did I do?
Charlie.
Yeah, I have some time for you, Don. I'm going to go with Rita to the auction.
Oh, you are? Oh, well, look, now, when you go to that auction, don't bid on everything. I don't want to see you lose that reward money of yours.
I'm not that dumb. You know, I've invested my reward money.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yes, dear, yes. I'm going to pyramid the dough, you see.
Yeah?
And then live off the interest.
Yeah, well, that's nice work if you can get it.
Well, that's the way we smart boys operate, you know.
Oh, I see. Just what did you do with your dough?
Well, of course. Don't let this get around.
Yeah?
But I've been put all my money in a gold mine.
A gold mine?
Yeah. Solid gold mine.
No, no.
Why, the man says it's just crawling with gold bullion.
Oh, I see. You expect to become a billionaire, huh?
Yes.
You got that, did you?
You are a clown, Don. You're a perfect clown.
Oh, well, thank you, Charlie. Thank you. I know you mean that.
Now, I have this gold mine, see?
Yeah?
Yeah, and this habit now sort of puts me in the same class with Bergen, see? Yeah.
Well, Charlie, wait a minute. Edgar doesn't have a gold mine, does he?
What do you think I am? Oh, darling. Oh, Mr. Bergen, my charming chum.
Yes. I've been wanting to ask you, Charlie, what are you going to do with the rest of that reward money of yours?
Oh, stop hounding me, will you?
All right, all right. Well, ever since you got that money, I've been afraid you'd do something foolish with it.
Oh, no. Nope, not McCarthy. See, I'm too smart.
I see.
I bought a gold mine.
Yeah. What was that?
I say I bought a gold mine.
A gold mine? No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you didn't buy it from a total stranger.
No, of course not. I was introduced to him.
Oh, you were introduced to him?
Yes.
Who introduced you?
His partner.
His partner. And who is he?
Well, I don't know. He talked to me on the phone.
On the phone? Oh, yes, yes, I see. When, are you sure that he's trustworthy?
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Why, he had a very honest face over the phone.
Over the phone, yes. Well, Charlie, I'm afraid to ask you how much of your money you've parted with.
Every cent I had.
Yes.
$400.13.
Oh. To a man you never saw before.
Yeah.
Why, Charlie, that doesn't sound good.
It doesn't?
Why, no. Of course, you have his name and address.
Well, No, but he said he was going to write to me as soon as the mine struck a gusher.
I see. And you really think he will?
Of course. I gave him a stamped envelope.
Oh, I see, yeah. I've never heard anyone being quite so gullible.
Huh? I'm not worried.
You're not?
Why, the fellow is as honest as I am. Now I am worried.
Do you know what I think, Charlie?
You mean?
Exactly.
Oy, oy, oy. See, you think this? Why, he can't do that to me. Get the FBI, get the OPA, get the crazy.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Charlie. It looks to me like that man has you over a barrel.
Oh, yeah. Looks like I'll soon be wearing it.
I'm afraid.
Bergen? Bergen?
Yes.
What have I done? What have I done?
Well, you've thrown away $400.
And 13 cents.
And 13 cents.
Oh, well, you know, I wish I'd invested my money in one of those German salt mines. How I'm suffering.
Well, Charlie, look at me.
No, I'm suffering enough as it is.
Well, it's been a very expensive lesson to you.
Yeah, believe me, and I learned it, and how.
Yes. Well, that's exactly why I sent the man over to see you.
Well, thank you. You sent him?
Yes, I sent him.
To talk me out of my dough?
Exactly. I found that you'd frittered away nearly $100 of your money already.
Yes. Oh.
Yes.
So you're the horsefly in the ointment.
Yes. I wanted to show you how easy it is to be victimized.
Why, you snake in the cash, you.
Well, yeah.
You've been trying to get that money away from me ever since I got it.
No, but Charlie, can't you see that I'm doing this for your own good?
My eyesight ain't that good.
I've
been living under the same roof with a Jesse James.
No, Charlie.
And a leaky roof at that.
No, no.
Listen, Charlie. Don't you listen to me.
Oh, now listen.
No. To think I stuck with you, Bergen, through thick and thin.
Yes.
And the thicker I stick, the thinner I get.
Oh.
No.
I'm your friend.
Yeah, let go of my lapel.
Charlie.
I'll clip you.
No, wait a minute. Charlie, please.
No, you...
Yeah.
Why, you chiseling, you scheming.
Charlie, I still have your money for you.
I hate you. You have what?
I still have your money. I hired that man to teach you a lesson.
You did?
Yes, but I've got you back, your $400.
And 13 cents?
And 13 cents, yes.
No.
Yes.
There, you old rascal, you. That's pretty cute, yes. You got to go.
Yes.
Well, it's just like I was saying a moment ago. You're a great guy, Bergen.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yes, sir. Square deal, Bergen. That's what I always call you.
Yes.
Square deal, Bergen.
Yes.
Yes. Now, where's my mazuma? Give me all of it.
Well, here's your money, Charlie, right here.
What's that?
That's a war bond. You know your money will be safe with your Uncle Sam.
Yeah. I guess you're right, Bergen. He's about the only relative I can trust.
Newport song, I Should Care, sung by Joan Merrill.
Then I count my sheep well. Funny how sheep can lull you to sleep. Maybe I won't find someone as lovely as you, but I should care, and I do. Maybe I won't find someone as lovely as you, but I should care.
Yes, Rita.
I have to run along now. I don't want to be late for the auction.
A pretty girl like you running to auctions? That's ridiculous.
Oh, I know it's silly, Charlie. But you see, I have several hobbies.
You have? Isn't that bigamy?
I say, Rita, I have a hobby, you know. I collect insects.
Well, if you don't say anything, maybe nobody will notice it. You know, my hobby is collecting lipstick. Ain't I a devil?
Would you like me to contribute to your collection?
Well, did you ask?
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Here's a quarter to buy some.
Well, that ain't the first time I wasted a good pucker.
Well, I'm going to the auction. Why don't you all come with me?
Oh, that's a good idea. But I say, let's step in here first at the PX for a cup of coffee, huh?
Well, Charlie and I'll go ahead.
Well, look who's at the coffee counter, if it isn't Effie Clinker.
Hello, sure. Well, say, how would you like to leave this coffee counter and come with us to the auction sale?
Well, I'd leave all these men here for an auction?
Yes.
What I want is right here.
Yeah.
Oh, your gorgeous menu. Your beautiful menu.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll bet these boys keep you busy.
Oh, they do, yes. I pour coffee. Awfully busy.
Well, you know, Effie, Ray Noble has said some very nice things about you, haven't you, Ray?
Oh, yes, Miss Clinker, rather. I think you're the loveliest thing I've ever seen in some time or other.
What?
Yes, you know, you're so effervescent and you're so feminine. In short, you're divine.
But you've never seen me in short.
No, seriously now. Tell me the secret of your lovely complexion.
Well, I use saddle soap.
You do? Well, wait till I put on my glasses.
Oh, so you use glasses?
Only the steamers, yes.
Oh.
Well,
that's better, I guess.
Here they are, yes. Well, where did you go?
Well, that's me right here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
Oh, no! Well, Ray, I'm glad we got here before the auction started. Well, here's Rita and Charlie.
Hi, Bergen. Look who's here, Joan Merrill.
Why, Joan, don't tell me you're an auction addict, too.
No, but here's a perfectly darling music box that I just love to have.
Well, what do you want with that thing for?
Well, you see, it's so hard to get an accompanist when I'm rehearsing my songs that I thought I might be able to use the music box.
Well, now, there's an idea. It's a good idea. I'll start the thing. Here's the gadget right here. And then you can give it a try.
Break up. I hope I never wake up. If you
that is very beautiful. Now, I would like to introduce to you myself, Pierre Soubon Lameche, the world's greatest auctioneer. You may applaud if you care to.
Boo.
Thank you very much. Very much thank you. Now, I will start selling this junk, these antiquities here. Now, let me see. I will start with bric-a-brac, bootjacks, knick-knacks, and blackjacks.
Yeah. Enough of these vice packs. When does the sale start?
Just as soon as the cops are out of sight.
Oh, it's a jib joint, a jib joint, a jib joint.
No. Say not so, no. I am known as Honest Pierre. You know why?
Because your name is Herman.
That is right. That is right.
I say, tell me, Mr. Auctioneer, where's that kidney table you're advertising?
Well, it is floating around here someplace.
I'm looking for an easy chair for my husband.
Maurice?
No, Orson.
Say, what about that clock in the corner? Does it still run?
Oh, but we, Mr. But we. How silly a question. That is a genuine grandfather's clock, and it is really A1.
Well, what happened to grandfather?
He was 1A. Now, let me tell you, very nice people here, let me say that this clock was once owned by Lady Macbeth.
But Lady Macbeth was a fictitious character.
Oh, you do not say.
Gentlemen, this is no place to discuss the lady's reputation.
Oh, no. Well, how right you are. How right you are. Now, and next we have... Oh, you fortunate people. Oh, you lucky people. Here is the original chasey lounge where Cleopatra told her troubles to Mr. Antony. Now, what am I saying? What am I bid for this?
Nothing.
Thank you. Oh, some sweet kiss.
Yeah, I grow on you.
Yeah. Not on me, no.
There, Mr. Auctioneer. You know, I was looking for one of those Yenyamun Yade and Yule snooze boxes. I think there's a snooze box there that belongs to Josephine.
You know, you sound just like you come from the northern part of France.
No.
Normandy?
No, that's dunk.
So does your dialect.
If you're going to start talking about dialects, Michi.
Well, my good friend, I do not have one that belongs to Josephine, but I have this snuff box here that belongs to Juliet Sneezer.
Does it have a built-in Gesundheit?
But of course. Now, who will start the bidding, huh?
I'll bid 50 cents for it.
50-50? Do I hear another bid?
60-40.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Now, what do you think, Mr. Poinson?
Well, I think it can go as high as $1.30.
Thank you, Murphy. $1.30. Who will make it two? Who will make it two? Go to the young man for $2.
I don't want it. I just sneezed.
I'll take 50 cents for it.
Oh, sold to the lady with the beautiful eyes.
Hey, just a minute. Just a minute. I bid more than she did.
Oh, I know that. I know that. But you are not as pretty.
Well, it's just the way she wears her hair.
Well, now, my very good people here, what is the next thing that you would like to see go under the hammer?
Your thumb.
Thank you very much, you sweet kid.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Qu'est-ce que c'est? Kill you, yeah. Now tell me, you good people, is nobody interested in furniture?
Yes, I am.
What?
Hi, boy.
Hi, babe. Oh, excuse me, I did not understand you, no. Now I have here, look, ladies and gentlemen, a beautiful 18th century secretary.
I say, can she still take shorthand, old boy?
Certainly, anything. Now, what do you say we beat him up and knock him down, eh? Oh, it sounds good, eh? Beat him up and knock him down. Who will make the first bid?
$8.
Thank you, Mama. I mean, stranger, now who will make it? Mine. Who will make it nine?
Nine.
Ten.
Ten.
Jack.
Jack.
Queen.
Queen.
King.
King.
I pass.
I pass. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Here, someone is throwing the machinery in the monkey wrench. Now let us start all over once again. What am I feeling?
One.
One. One what?
One meatball.
Who will make it two meatballs?
Well, I tell you, I'll make it $2 across the board if you'll put up the cuckoo clock for sale.
Oh, my sherry, right now. There is no time like my Swiss cuckoo clock.
Well, it's 2 o'clock. Why doesn't the cuckoo come out?
Oh, well, you see, on Sunday, she always likes to sleep a little late. Hey, wake up, cuckoo. Wake up.
Cuckoo, cuckoo. Is the cuckoo Swiss, too?
Cuckoo, cuckoo. Papa Tivo.
Cuckoo, now please do not slam the door.
Cuckoo, dinner, Santa one.
Now, my good people here, what am I bid for this cuckoo? Clark.
Well, Mr. Auctioneer, I just love to have it, but I can't afford more than $5.
Sold to the beautiful girl for $5. Look, why must she have everything?
Well, she was born with it.
Your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with old blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a say, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold has set my feet on the sunny side of the sea. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid, 'cause this rover crossed over. And if I never had, gold dust that I see on the sunny side, the sunny side, on the sunny side of the
thanks to the officers and men for a wonderful day here at the redistribution station at Santa Barbara. Be with us again next week when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Schnurr, Don Amici, Ray Noble, Joe Merrill, Ken Carpenter, and all of us will have as our guest Miss Ida Lupino. And we'll be coming to you from the redistribution station number 3 at Santa Monica, California. Rita Hayworth appears through the courtesy of Columbia Pictures and can currently be seen in the Columbia Technicolor Musical tonight and every night. This is Frank Barton speaking from Santa Barbara, California.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.